This is BI Radio.
Hi, I'm Delaney Turner with IBM. Today I'm talking to Mark Smith. Mark Smith is CEO and Executive Vice President, Research and Services from Ventana Research.
Thanks so much. I'm glad to be here.
I'd like to start with just a really, really broad perspective on the industry. You've been following the industry and forum events for quite a while now. If we look back a couple of years, it seems that most of the conversations were about metadata. They were about performance tuning in terms of the application, getting the applications to run better. From what I'm hearing this morning and in the last couple of days, the conversation seems to have shifted towards people, culture change, processes on the business side. Would that be a fair assessment? And I'm just wondering what you would think of that.
Yeah, no, actually, it's a very good observation. I think that what we've seen clearly is getting past a lot of the feature and function conversation, infrastructure. There's lots of choices for these kinds of things, but clearly the shift towards what business needs and what specifically people need within line of business areas and their processes, it's essential. These people are held accountable for, you know, either hitting particular customer or revenue targets, or they're held accountable for maintaining costs within budgets.
Right.
So it's no surprise that we're seeing a little bit of a sea shift back to what it was in the 90s towards more line of business leadership on what actually is necessary for them to be, I guess, if you want to use the word, more intelligent about what they're doing and where they're going.
So a related question to that, last year we talked at another IBM Cognos forum about the dynamic between IT and business. I think your sense was that it was getting better, that there was, you know, a little bit of rapprochement, that the sides were starting to understand each other. With that increased business input into the systems, how would you characterize the relationship now?
Well, I think we're still making steps in the right direction, and some organizations are making gigantic steps. Organizations that have seen the necessity of integrating traditional business intelligence that IT maintains and the needs of planning, for example. And so we're seeing where finance organizations are working much more closely with their IT and line of business counterparts to really get a more integrated, method for assessing how well they're performing, doing better planning across the business. So we're seeing lots of great examples.
Well, let's get further into those economic conditions now. We heard this morning that companies are really looking at the basics and the fundamentals of their business about managing risk, increasing profitability, cutting costs. How do you see BI and performance management fitting into those kinds of initiatives?
Well, I think what you're seeing is that line of business management is starting to really understand the importance of BI and performance management. And before, they pretty much did the assumption that we hire good people and we have good analysts and they figure it out one way or another. But as organizations have had to collapse in size, they've had to flatten in structure, there's fewer people, fewer cycles, and time is more than worth money. It is actually potentially a, opportunity gained or an opportunity lost.
Right, okay.
Right? So that makes a huge difference on how organizations prioritize and look at business intelligence.
Let's look beyond a little further now. We heard this morning about some of the new trends that are making themselves or making an impact on business. We're looking at the cloud. We're looking at predictive analytics, social computing, the influence of consumer tech on the corporate IT. What trends, which one of those do you think will have the most, the biggest impact, or what should companies really be considering?
Well, there's a couple of key things in there, and obviously from clouds to collaboration, and we'll start with clouds, because it is clear that many organizations have fairly lean IT shops, and the necessity of getting many of these kinds of applications and capabilities is just not possible, because resources are just constrained to activities that are about keeping the lights on. So many organizations have seen that by leaning harder on cloud computing for specific application needs can actually hedge the bets of not falling behind. Because if your sales force doesn't have all the right capabilities and they're operating remotely or virtually, then you could be spending a lot of your more IT dollars on, you know, shipping PCs back and forth, trying to update software. So cloud computing provides a simpler path. And funny enough, for a lot of line of business executives, it provides a way to skirt sometimes IT governance because it's an operational expense. What's interesting about cloud computing is that CIOs are beginning to wake up in 2008 to a very fuzzy cloud of how many clouds that their organizations actually are leveraging.
Right.
From HR to sales to supply chain, most CIOs had not got a portfolio view of the complexities of where their data is at.
Right.
And so that provides yet a challenge and opportunity for them and a challenge for BI. We have lots of our source transactional data in 10 different clouds across 10 different applications. How do we bring it together and get a unified view?
Right.
Right. But it does put pressure. It's like, well, it's essential for us to do better data integration. It's better to have, you know, we got to do better BI.
Right.
So it's interesting that some of the behavior that has happened is actually puts more pressure on BI. Let's shift towards collaboration. So I think the other C is just as important. And, you know, clearly in organizations, taking actions, making decisions, it's all about people. And people actually need, you know, depend on their phone, their email, and other things that are kind of point-in-time ways to discuss issues.
Right.
Web conferencing and OSDs. But there hasn't really been a semi-structured method for people to share thoughts and ideas about things that are happening within a day or within a week.
Right. Okay.
And how do we make adjustments to make sure that we're on track to hit the particular manufacturing runs or on track to hit the particular sales target, or we're actually declining customer satisfaction, so we better make this policy change not once a year, but we review it once a quarter. So there is a significant amount of needs to be a better collaboration, and we can't expect that we're going to be able to leverage any of that collaboration if we just continue to let it build up in email repositories.
Right.
And so CIOs and IT have to look at how to embrace and extend this. If they don't, they're going to basically have what they have today, which is that employees are going outside of the normal bounds, creating their own discussion groups and everything from Yahoo groups to Facebook to LinkedIn, and they're building up their own private clouds on a work group basis because IT's not supporting them.
Last question now. We heard this morning as well that that innovation thrives in tough times. It forces people to think in new ways about what needs to get done or what could be done that isn't possible before. The iPod is always is often brought up as an example of a game-changing innovation that came out in the middle of a recession. Based on what you've seen, what are some of the innovative approaches or processes that that companies are taking to get through these times?
It is clear that things like the iPhone and the advancements in everything from unified communications to mobile mobile applications are brought to markets during tough times, maybe haphazardly more than planned, but they do expose different ways to do more with less. How do we make our people more productive? Because we know if we do that, they're going to have better outcomes. And we've seen advancements in technology that range from using, you know, better embedded predictive analytics through a simpler visualization of trends to the ability to comment and collaborate within an iPhone, for example. And, of course, you know, seeing that, you know, on stage in innovation labs is, you know, is yet one more thing that organizations are demanding.
Well, innovations, economic challenges, and cloud computing for BI. Mark Smith, Ventana Research, thank you for speaking with us today.
Great, thanks so much.
More than 1,000 retail, corporate, and investment banks choose IBM Cognos software to boost profits, manage risk, and improve customer satisfaction. Get the most out of your data with our BI software, performance blueprints, and proven industry expertise. Get the full story, including white papers, industry thought leadership, and our new banking demo at www.ibm.com/cognos/banking. Performance management you can listen to. This is BI Radio.